Week is Parshas Tzav. We are in the middle of a crisis. Rachmana Litzlan, there's a lot going on out there. It's not pleasant for anyone. I have to mute everyone. Okay. We are in a very, very difficult matzav. There are a lot of things in this parsha that are very relevant to the situation that we find ourselves. The very beginning of the parasha is the words tzav. One moment. The parasha begins with the word tzav. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe lemar tzav es aharon v'es banav lemar zois teras ho'ila. We begin with the carbon oila, and the carbon oila is introduced to us with the word tzav. And Rashi says, Ein tzav ela l'shoin zirus. What does the word zirus mean? Zirus miyad uledoyros. Encouragement. Chizuk, to be strong. Don't just be strong now, be strong in all the generations, all going forward throughout history. A person needs to be strong. And, you know, the words of Rashi are prophetic for our day and age. We're coming here to Shabbos. It's been already 3 weeks. For some communities, it's been even longer. And the crisis has not let up. Rachmana Litzlan, there were so many people who passed away this week. There are so many people that we all know personally who are very, very sick. And the Agmas Nefesh that we all have and our families have, the Daigus, are really, in many ways, unprecedented. As at least a community for Klal Yisrael in our lifetime, it's a very, very difficult matzav. And we're now almost, we're at after 3 weeks. It's already we're all in need of in therapy. This is something very, very, very difficult. And as we begin this week's parasha, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us tzav. Ein tzav ela l'shoin zirus. Zirus means to strengthen yourself. Miyad. You need to be mechazik yourself. Hashem said to Aaron, when Aaron, he went forward to be makriv of the carbon oil, can you imagine what was going through the mind of Aaron HaKohen? He lost two children. On the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, his two children passed away. Nadav v'Aviv. And the Ribbono Shel Olam told Aaron, I know it's difficult, but you have to be mechazik yourself. And Rashi adds the word, uledoyros. Do you think it's any different than any other generation? In every generation, there are nisyonos, there are tsaros, there are problems, and we are certainly no different. Pandemic, the entire night, the whole day, all I hear outside are sirens. It's all I hear. Just go. Every second, there's another siren. I was actually yesterday outside walking on the street, and I noticed the ambulance where the siren was coming from looked like a dinosaur. Looked like they took it out of a junkyard, because there are so many emergencies, they don't even have enough vehicles, enough ambulances to respond. They had to literally go to the junkyard to take retired old ambulances and put them back into service in order to help the people that are in a sakana. That's what we're dealing with. All the laws have been broken. All the laws have changed in because of Rachman al-Tzlan of what is going on. The Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us as we read the parasha. Be mechazik yourself. You have to... Ein etzav ela l'shoin zirus miyad uledoyos. And then Rashi goes on to discuss another element to what we need to be mechazik ourselves. As you all read the news yesterday, that the rate, the number of people who have applied for unemployment has gone through the roof. I think yesterday alone there was over 6 million people who applied for unemployment. The day before, 3 million people. Total of over 9 million people have already applied for unemployment. They show the graph. The graph for the last year of how many people applied for unemployment, it's all the way down on the bottom, and it comes to these last 2 days, it spikes ad l'shamayim. And this is very, very frightening. In addition to all of the avelos, what is going to be going forward regarding parnasa? Amar Rabbi Shimon, b'yoyser tzorech hakosuv lezareis b'mokoyim sheyesh bo chisaron kis. When we're dealing with a loss of parnasa, a loss of money, the pasuk has to further give us an extra dosage of chizuk. And it's prophetic. This pasuk is speaking to us. It's speaking to Aaron. Tzav es Aharon v'es banav lemar. Aaron, what was the chizuk that Aaron needed? His two children died. Aaron was in a matzav of avelos. Klal Yisrael at this moment is in a very deep state of avelos. And Hashem says to Aaron, Tzav, you have to be mechazek yourself. It's difficult, it's painful, but you have to work on yourself. Klal Yisrael needs to go on. V'yes banav lemar. Tell your children also to be mechazek yourself. Your children are not in the same state of avelus as you. You're a father. You lost your two children. What are they struggling with? They can't put food on the table. The second part of the pasuk, the word tzav, is repeated twice. Tzav es Aaron. The nisayon of Aaron was primarily the avelus, and the nisayon of the children was primarily chisaron kis. By the way, what's the chisaron kis? There are many explanations of what the chisaron kis is. Most korbanos, the kohanim and the ba'alim, are permitted to eat the meat of the korban. But the korban oila is kolil, is completely burnt on the mizbeach. No one eats from it. It's completely consumed. So you get nothing out of it. If you're getting nothing out of it, who's interested? Why should I go and work so hard to be a kohen and to work in the Beis HaMikdash when there's absolutely no benefit, no gain to me? I can get a job and make a parnasa. There are other things that I can do. There's a chisaron kis when you are involved in bringing the carbon oil where there's no benefit. For that, a person needs an extra dosage of chizuk. We have to be optimistic and take this pasuk and interpret this pasuk as a blessing. If the Ribbono Shalom decided to bring this horror upon us, upon the world, against the backdrop of Parsha Tzav, and in this parasha, the Ribbono Shalom says, Tzav, ein tzav, ela l'shoin zeros. It has to be that the Ribbono Shalom is telling us, I will be mechazek you. Be optimistic. I will strengthen you. I will help you get through this. I will heal the choylei amo Yisrael. I will restore the economy. You will go back to be successful, better than ever. We have to look at this pasuk with optimism. Tzav es Aaron v'es banav lemar. I will give, I will inject in Aaron and his children zeros, encouragement, chizuk, success, beracha, refuah. That's the only way we can possibly look at the first pasuk of this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, Rabbi Mayevsky is going to help me here, we have one of the rare ta'amim. Vayishchot, a shalsheles. Correct? We have when Aaron is makir of the carbon, Aaron comes forward, and it says the word Vayishchot. Let me find the pasuk, if I can find the pasuk very quickly. During... by Shishi, okay, Shishi, the Pasik, Vayakre Veso Ayil, El Hamiluim, Vayismichu Aaron Uvona Vestem Al Roisho Oil, Vayishchot. On top of the word Vayishchot is a Shal Sheles. It's a very, very long trop. Vayishchot. It's a very long trop, three times. I don't know if I did it right, but it sounds something like that. Why is there a shalsheles on top of Vayishchot? So there are many answers. But basically, one of the answers given is, how dare you slaughter an animal? This is part of the inauguration of the Mishkan. What about animal rights? You're taking the life of an animal? What are you doing over here? Before a human being comes forward to be makriv a karbon and offer an animal in his place, you have to really think a lot. The essence of a shalsheles is to contemplate, is to dwell upon the serious of the matter of what is about to happen. You're about to take away the life of one of Hashem's creatures. For what purpose? In replacement for yourself. In truth, I should be the person that's offered upon the Mizbeach. But you know what? Instead of me, I'm going to offer an animal. Excuse me. Who says you're better than the animal? Why does the animal deserve to die? Maybe you should go. Who says you're better than an animal? A person has to appreciate, a person has to think about and has to acknowledge that if you're taking the life of the animal, you indeed have to elevate your spiritual being to be better than the animal, where you're allowed to do. It's not something you just do without thinking. Now, along those lines, it's interesting to note, and I know who told me this vart? Rav Kalman Shiloini. I spoke to him 2 days ago. Baruch Hashem, he is good. He is in lockdown, like all of us. He's sheltered in place with his wife at home. He's not able to join us online, but Baruch Hashem, he's okay. I was speaking to him, and he told me what I'm about to tell you now, he told me most of it, not all of it, but a good chunk of what I'm about to tell you now, he told this to me on Wednesday. And what he said is, there are four places in Chamisha Chumshei Torah where we have a Shal Sheles. What are the four places? Here, in Parshas Tzav. What is the first place we have a Shal Sheles? By Eliezer. Eliezer, when Eliezer went to find the Zivuk for Rivka, what is the Pasuk there, Sarah Bemes? What does the Pasuk say by Eliezer? Eliezer, he saw this young lady, Rivka, by the well, and he... What was the Pasuk by Eliezer? Right, where's the Shalsheles? The Shalsheles in Parshas? Vayismamo, that's by Loit. Okay, by Stov, and then there's another Shalsheles. We're in Parshas Toldos.
Right.
In Parsh.
No, by Chaisara, by Eliezer.
Right. Eliezer, what does it say by Eliezer? There's another Shalsheles by Eliezer, and there's one by Yosef. Let's get the psukim correct.
Vayomar.
Pasuk Yud Beis. Perek Chavdal Pasuk Yud Beis Vayomar Hashem. Elokei Adoni Avraham Hakreino Lefonai Hayom Vasei Chesed. Comes to a shidduch. When it comes to select a zivug in life, a partner in life, you don't rush into it. Vayomar, he delayed. The word Vayomar has above it a shalsheles, which means that the word is extended when it's read. The melody, you dwell upon it. What's another place where it says a shalsheles? Loit. The Malachim grabbed Lot. Lot, it's time to get out of here. Sodom is about to be destroyed. Lot did not leave so quickly. Vayismamo. He delayed. He did not leave so quickly. And what is the fourth place it says in Tanakh, in Chumash, in Chamisha Chum Sheter Shalsheles? Yosef. Vatispeseu bevigdo vayonach vayetze hachutza. Likewise, he said Vayimar. Likewise, he said to Eshes Potiphar. Vayimoein. Vayimoein. He refused to be nichshol in an avera. So let's summarize. There are four places. There are four pesukim in Chamisha Chumshei Torah where this unique, this rare melody, this rare musical note appears. One in our parasha, Tzav, when Aaron HaKoyen, he slaughters an animal, Vayishchot. Number two, by Loit, when he delayed, he had to make a decision if he's going to leave Sodom. Number three, by Eliezer, when he made a zivug, when he was about to embark on selecting a zivug for Yitzchak, and number four by Yosef. Each one of these situations required contemplation, required thought, great contemplation, what to do. When it came to Lloyd was giving up all of his wealth. He was abandoning every penny that he had. He was abandoning his son-in-laws in order to save his life. It's a very painful experience to leave. Yosef had the very great in his son battling with his Yetzirah. Eliezer, as we mentioned, when it came to finding a zivik for Rivka, and Aaron, when he brought one of the very first korbanos vayishchot, to contemplate what exactly are you doing when you take the life of an animal to bring upon yourself atonement. These four people, what are the Roshei Tevos of these four people? It's not exactly in the correct order, but what are the Roshei Tevos? Eliezer is Aleph, right? Eliezer is Aleph. Lot is Lamed. Yosef is Yud. And Aaron is Aleph. What do these four letters spell out of order? Eloi Kai, my God, my Ribbono Shel Olam. Eloi Kai, Aleph, Eliezer, Lamed, Loit. I say Kai, that really means a hey, right? Hashem's name. Hey, who's the hey? Who is the hey? So here is a little tricky, Aaron. Now the reason why we say Aaron is because the Aharon, the Aleph is a chat of patach. Okay, this is a little bit tricky. I acknowledge Aharon, the hey. How do you say Aaron? Aleph, hey, resh, nun. The Aleph is a chatov patoch. Tzav es notes. Adrab, the hay is a chatov patoch.
The hay is a
chatov patoch. Okay, the hay. It's not a perfect vart. I acknowledge it's not a perfect vart, but this is what's said over the hay. Eloi, okay, and the Yud is Yosef. Okay, the Vart is not, it's not a perfect Vart. It has to be refined. But this is a half-baked Vart. We have to really recalibrate. But this is the idea I want to bring out. What is the first thing you say when you wake up in the morning? The very first thing. Moda Ani. Moda Ani lefenecha melechai v'chem shechazar tebi nishmasi b'chemla rabba munasecha. Who is the one that composed the Moda Ani? It was the Goinim. Because according to Chazal, the Gemara Masech, the Bracha, it's clear as day. The first thing you're supposed to say when you wake up in the morning is the Bracha of Elokai Nishama Shenasata Bi. The first words, according to the letter of the law, that are supposed to come out of your mouth when you wake up in the morning is Eloi Kai, my God, Eloi Kai, Kama, Nishamosh Nasata Bi Tohoirihi. That's one of the reasons why there is no. That is why one of the reasons why there is no bracha. It's a bracha smuch lechaverta. It's connected to the bracha samabel from the previous night. Okay, Ermayevsky, can you put it on mute, because I think there's noise coming from your side. The first thing that you're supposed to do when you wake up in the morning, you're supposed to say Elokai Nishama. It's not you. Let me. You're supposed to say Elokai Nishama. That is the first thing that you're supposed to do when you wake up in the morning. The reason why we do not do that anymore is because when we go to sleep, our hands are askonios. Our hands touch part of our body which is not clean, and we cannot say Hashem's name. This event, this reality that we touch parts of our body that are not clean is something that is new. This was not true in the time of Chazal. In the time of Chazal, people were extremely disciplined. When they went to sleep, they can be certain that their hands did not touch a part of their body that is not meant to be touched. Thus, when they wake up in the morning, they would say Elokai. They would say Hashem's name. It's the Ge'onim. About 1,000 years ago, came to the realization that people are not clean when they go to sleep, and it would not be the best thing for a person to say Hashem's name in a state of touching, where you touched part of your body. So what they did was, they told us not to say Elokai Nishama, but instead they created for us the nusach of Moda Ani Lefanechem Elokai Vekayim Shechazati B'Nishmasi V'Chemla Rabba Munasecha. They took the essence of the bracha of Elokai Nishama and they made a new sentence that does not have Hashem's name, so you can say this even before you recite Netilas Yodayim. But according to the letter of the law, the correct thing to recite when a person wakes up in the morning is Elokai. Elokai has four letters: Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud. This vart is not a perfect vart, but it's close enough for me. Aleph is Eliezer. Lamed is Loit. Al He is Aharon. Aleph, He together has the sound of a He, Aharon. When you say Aharon, you have to have that He sound. The first syllable is Aharon. It's a chat of patach. The He, the Aleph, and He go together. It has the sound of a hey. Even though Aaron begins with an aleph, it does have the sound of a hey to some degree. And the yud is Yosef. Four Ishei Tanakh, these four individuals, Eliezer, Loit, Aaron, Yosef, all taught us that when you make a decision in life, don't be impetuous. Don't jump. Be very, very careful. Lot did not leave Sodom on a whim. Lot thought about it for a very, very long time. Yosef was not nichshol in doing an avera. It took him a long time to come to that conclusion that it's not correct. Aaron, when he did the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't just do it lip service. He put a lot of thought into what he did. And the last was Eliezer, when he prepared to find the zivug for Yitzchak, the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, he didn't just take anyone off the street. Vayoymar. There were four Ishei HaTanach that deliberated, that thought, worked their heads, sweated to come to the correct conclusion, to make the correct decision. Four Ishei HaTanach. And these four Ishei HaTanach are all alluded to, hinted to in these letters. Eloi Kai, Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud, Aleph, Eliezer, Lamed, Loit. The He, it's not perfect, but it's close. Aaron has that He, Aharon. And the last is Yosef. And Me'ikar Hadin, the first thing you say when you wake up in the morning is Elokai. You, Hashem, are my God. And when a person says, Elokai, you are my God, you just can't say that. You have to think. You have to deliberate. You have to dwell upon it. What is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where am I going? Where have I come from? What is life all about? Rabbi Yisai, we're all stuck at home for 3 weeks, even more. And what are you doing most of the day? You're living in the world of the shalsheles. A lot of people now, without even realizing it, they're making a cheshbon hanefesh. What is life all about? What have we done in the past? after we get out of this prison, what are we going to do? What's the future? What kind of future are we looking at? Every single person now is in a matzav of a shalsheles. And the four different types of shalsheles, each one of these, Yishaya Tanakh, has a different dilemma, but it's a dilemma that touches upon the neshama of every single person. How to deal with money. Loit was vayismamo. How do I deal with money? To think about what is the purpose of having money in this world. What do I do with it? Shiduchim, which represents your relationship with your wife, with your children, family relationships. Vayoymar, the Aleph of Eliezer. The Hey, Aaron, your Avodas Hashem. Aaron, he inaugurated the Mishkan. He brought the inaugural Korbanos Vayishchat. What is our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam when we come to Shul? To think about that. And Yud. Yud is our relationships with other people. Yosef said to Eshes Potiphar, how could I do this? You're a married woman. How could I betray the trust of Potiphar, my master? He has been so good to me. He has given me parnasa. He has allowed me to stay here, to work. He gave me a life. V'chotasi lelokim, to do such a thing, forget about the sin to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is a betrayal to another human being. A person has to think about that, to dwell upon that. That is a shalsheles. There are four different times in Chumash we have a shalsheles, which capture four major issues, elements, dimensions of our life, our relationship with other people, our relationship with our family, our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and our relationship with money. And every single morning when you wake up, you say that, Elokai, Hashem, you're my Hashem. In serving you, Hashem, I have to make sure all of these four elements, these four dimensions are in order. Eliezer, Loit, Aharon, the Hey, and Yud, the Yud of Yosef. We have, and now is a time when, unfortunately, we have no choice. We're in lockdown. We're sheltered in place. No, sheltered in place is a very nasty term. Sheltered in place comes from an active shooter. There's a terrorist out on the street shooting people. That's where that term comes from. And now they're throwing around that term on the media like water. Sheltered in place. That's really what it is to some degree, but it's not really where the word comes from. But that's, now we're at a time here where we have to contemplate, we have to delve into the shalsheles. Okay, let's go to another idea. Rabbi Sai, let me go to the Haftarah. In the Haftarah, we'll jump around, we'll see how much time we have. All right, before we go to the Haftarah, I'll probably conclude with that. Let me go to another idea in this week's parasha. In the Miluim, part of the Miluim, towards the end of the parasha, in Parasha Sav, there's a very interesting pasuk with an even more interesting Rashi. Aaron, he gets dressed in his clothing, and they anoint Aaron with oil. Okay, Vayidaber Perikhes. And Perikhes, Vayidaber Hashem Meshalem, or Kaches Aaron. Vyas Bonavito, the Ace, Habagodim, the Shemna Mishcha, take the Shemna Mishcha, the Chulu. And Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, go anoint Aaron, anoint all of the Kalim. And the Psukim go on to say exactly what he did. A very long process. And almost everything that appears in this week's parasha has already appeared in Parashas. In Parshas Tetzaveh. In Parshas Tetzaveh, Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the instructions as exactly what shall be done during the time of the Miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan. And Moshe here in Parashat Saf implements, he carries out Hashem's instructions. If I jump now, that let's say we go down to Shvi. In Shvi it says, Vayikach Moshe Mishemen HaMishcha. Moshe Rabbeinu he took from the Shemen HaMishcha. Umin Adam Asher Al HaMizbeach. Vayaz Al Aroin. And he sprinkles on Aroin the Shemen HaMishcha. That's not the puzzle I'm looking for. Here it is, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph. I'll go back a few psukim. Pasuk Tes. Vayosem es hamitznefes al roshoi. Moshe puts the mitznefes on the head of Aaron. Vayosem es hamitznefes el mul ponov es tzitz hazahov. Nezer HaKodesh. He puts upon Aaron the tzitz. Kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe. Vayikach Moshe Shemen HaMishcha. He takes the Shemen HaMishcha. Vayimshach es hamishkan, he anoints the mishkan, the es kol asher boy, vayikadesh oisam, he smears oil on all of the kelim of the mishkan. He was instructed to do this back in Parshas Tetzaveh. Everything here in Parshas Tetzaveh is following a very precise script. Everything is being done exactly the way it was meant to be done. And then it comes to Pasuk Yud Aleph, where Moshe Rabbeinu, he goes off script. And what does he do? Vayaz mimenu, he sprinkles from the oil, the Shemen HaMishcha, al HaMizbeach, upon the surface of the Mizbeach, Sheva Pe'omim, 7 times. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayas al HaMizbeach, Lo Yodati Heichon Nitztavo BeHazohos Halalu. I do not know where Moshe was commanded to do this. Every single thing in this parasha, all of the complex actions that are taking place, were given to Moshe Rabbeinu very clearly back in Parshas Tetzaveh. You can trace every single action of Moshe Rabbeinu to an instruction in Parshas Tetzaveh, except for one. There is one thing that is a mystery. Moshe Rabbeinu, he takes from the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil that is used to anoint, to sanctify all of the Kelim, and he sprinkles it on the Mizbeach 7 times. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu receive instructions to sprinkle oil on the Mizbeach? Mystery. And there is no answer. This week, unfortunately, we're reading this pasuk against the backdrop of what is taking place out there in the world. A while ago, we spoke about oil, the unique character of oil. We spoke about this a few times. In the piyut of Bar Yochai, the very beginning we say, Bar Yochai, Moshachto Ashrecha, Shemen Sosoin Mechaveirecha. Bar Yochai, Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you are fortunate. You have been anointed with oil, more so oil of joy, more so than your friends. And we discussed this a number of times. What is the significance of matching up oil to Rabban Shimon Bar Yochai? And we explained, Rashbi was in quarantine for 13 years. Rashbi was silenced. He was locked away. He did not participate in society. We discussed that every liquid in the world produces sound when it moves. When a liquid is poured from one utensil to another utensil, it produces sound. Which liquid produces the loudest sound? If you were to take every liquid and you were to use an electronic instrument to measure the decibel level, from all of the liquids in the world, the liquid that produces the loudest noise when it moves is water. The liquid that produces the least sound is oil. Shemen Zayis, oil, does not make any sound. go to Niagara Falls, you have to put on earphones, ear protective equipment, something to protect your ears from the deafening noise of Niagara Falls, of the water crashing, the water moving, crashing into what is below. Kol Hashem al Hamoyim. We have an entire mizmar that describes the Kol Hashem on water. The Kol Godol, the Rash Godol, Hashem's Kol is always defined as a Rash Godol, a very loud noise, and it's equated to Mayim, because water is the liquid that produces the loudest sound when it is in motion. Oil does not make any sound. When you pour oil upon another object, it's silent. Rashbi is associated with oil because Rashbi was silenced. He was silenced for 13 years of his life in a cave. And during that period of silence, he grew, he developed, he became who he was. Before he went into the cave, he was just an ordinary person, Chazal say. He himself describes in detail the difference of his spiritual level, his achievements, his accomplishments before the quarantine and after the quarantine. During the time that he was locked up, he took advantage of the matzah, he took advantage of the situation to grow and develop into who he was during that period of time. Over here in this week's parasha, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was vayaz mimenu al hamizbeach sheva pamim. What do you ordinarily sprinkle on the mizbeach? You sprinkle blood. When blood is sprinkled, there's a lot of noise. Not just the noise of the blood, of where it came from. When an animal dies, it makes noise. When Rachmana Litzlan, a human being, dies and a person's life is over, there are koilos. There's a lot of noise. The person himself cries, the family cries, people come to the funeral, they cry. There's a lot of noise that accompanies death. A korban, bringing an animal on the Mizbeach, is death. The carbon is an exchange for us. Chazal say we should really offer ourselves on the Mizbeach, but Hashem does not approve. So instead, in exchange for us, we offer an animal. The blood that is being sprinkled on the Mizbeach is in place of us. When a human being leaves this world, there's a lot of noise. But in this week's parasha, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he sprinkled on the Mizbeach oil. The item that does not make any noise. This week, so many people have passed away. All different types of people. Young, old, Holocaust survivors, people who are poor and destitute, and people who were askanim, very wealthy, successful people. People who are mechanchim in the Olam HaTorah, and people who, doctors, lawyers, professionals, all different types of people. The mashchis was not mavchin between people that had zechusim and people that did not. A horror. And the common denominator about every single person that Rachmana Litzlan passed away these last 2-3 weeks is that when they left this world, it was quiet. There was no one there when they died. There was no one there. There was no funeral. There were no hespedim. There was no one to say Kaddish. No one to sit Shiva. Quiet. The coil, the sound that accompanies death was silent. The Mizbeach is the makam of the Mishkan of death. This is where the blood of all the korbanos comes to. All of the blood. the dam hanefesh, and the remainder it's poured on the yisoid, on the foundation. Part of the blood is sprinkled on this wall. Some is poured in this spout. Some is poured down the yisoid, and then the animal is burnt on the mizbeach. And there's normally a lot of noise that comes along. It comes together with death. But unfortunately, this week, we learned what it means, what Moshe Rabbeinu did at the time of the Hakamas HaMishkan. Vayaz mimenu al HaMizbeach. In this Mokom Mizbeach, the Mokom would represent the end of life. Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not pour, sprinkle blood with all of its connotations, but he sprinkled oil, the item that doesn't make any noise. Rashi says, I don't know what this means. Unfortunately, Rabbi Sai, we do know what this means. And it's not pretty. What can we say? There are no words. There's absolutely nothing to say. Shemen is the liquid that does not make noise. There's nothing to say. It's a time where we have to acknowledge and be mekabel what Hashem has done, what Hashem has brought to this world and to us, and do teshuva, and be mespalel, vayidem Aaron. What could you possibly say? Who does not know of a person that passed away, a person in their own family that's sick, not well, the horror? It's a very frightening time. The words of this pasuk jump off the page. Vayaz mimenu al hamizbeach sheva pa'amim. Eini yodea. I don't know where this comes from. Unfortunately, we have a taste of what this is. And the lesson is that we also have to be quiet. It's not for us to go and to say reasons why it happened, to make cheshbonos. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's arrogant. The height of arrogance to try to figure out why this happened. We did nothing wrong. Every issue in Klal Yisrael is addressed in the most responsible way. Whether it's talking during davening and shul, whether it's the internet, whether it's sneers, there are organizations, literally organizations, that spend millions of dollars addressing every single one of these issues. For people to go and say crazy things, it's just, there's something really wrong with us. There's nothing to say. Shtoik, kach olo b'machshava, vayidoim aroin, Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled oil. It doesn't make noise. It's a time for us just to reflect, to be mispalel, to do teshuva, and to become better people. And nothing more than that. There's nothing more you can possibly say. At the end of the parasha, I want to wind down with two short things to connect them very quickly. It's very interesting that the end of the parasha talks about quarantine. And this week is Shabbos HaGadol, where we also learn about quarantine. And if you want to summarize everything in the parasha and Shabbos HaGadol, you will discover that there are, I think, four or five times in the Chumash where we are required to go into quarantine. In this week's parasha, the very end of the parasha, it says about Aaron and his children, Umi Pesach Oyel Moed Loi Seitzu. Do not leave the Beis HaMikdosh Shivas Yomim Ad Yoy Milois Yimei Milu Eichem Ki Shivas Yomim Yimalei Es Yetchem. During the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, you are not allowed to leave. Shelter in place. During the inauguration of the Mishkan. And Rashi makes it very clear, this goes for Aaron and for his children. And then Rashi quotes a drasha. The drasha is kasher osa bayom azet ziva Hashem lasois lechaper aleichem. Rashi makes a drasha. Not only must the kohanim quarantine themselves in the mikdash for 7 days during the time of the inauguration, you must quarantine yourself when the kohen who will prepare the pora aduma, the pora aduma that comes to be mechaper for the chet or egel, the kohen that makes the preparation lechaper aleichem, he also has to be in quarantine for 7 days prior to burning the pora. Where else do we have quarantine? Shabbos. Al yetze ish mimikoymoy bayoyim hashvihi. Where else is there quarantine? Lel Pesach. What is Lel Pesach? V'lo yetze al yetze ish mi Pesach beisoy ad boiker. No man shall leave his home until the morning. The mashchis is out there in the world. Put on your doorpost, dam Pesach, dam mila, al yetze ish mi Pesach beisoy ad boiker. So let's summarize. There are four different places where we are required to shelter in place. Shabbos, al yetze ish mimukoyim bayim hashvi'i. Okay, what that means exactly has to be understood, but generally you're limited to where you can travel on Shabbos. Lel Pesach, you don't go nowhere Lel Pesach, stay home. Where else? When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and where it comes to the Parah Aduma. This week is Shabbos HaGadol. We have all four Rabbis coming together. On Shabbos HaGadol, we dwell upon Pesach. It's the Hachana for Lel Pesach. The Dam Pesach, the Dam Mila, Shabbos HaGadol, you're supposed to take the Karan Pesach and tie it to your bed. When the time of the Beis HaMikdash was a miracle, they tied the animal of the Avodazar of Mitzrayim to their bed. Shabbos HaGadol, we focus on the Karan Pesach. Lel Pesach, where al yetze ish mi Pesach beisoy. It's Shabbos. Al yetze ish mi mekoymoy. We're learning this parasha that tells us that when it comes to the inauguration of tefillah, what is the Mishkan? The Mishkan ki beisi beis tefillah lechol ho'amim. All of us now are not allowed to go to the Beis HaKnesses. So what do we do instead? Our homes have become our new Beis HaKnesses. Our homes have become our new tefillah, our new mokum tefillah. That's what the avodah is. We're davening at home. And when you daven, when you inaugurate your home to be, we're stuck here. This is our new Beis HaTefillah for until this har is over. It's almost like we're inaugurating, we're becoming very familiar with our homes as our new Mishkan, our new Mikdash Me'at. But we cannot forget about is the fourth, that is the most critical. And that is what Rashi says. Rashi says, L'chaper aleichem, there's a fourth time you shelter in place. When you prepare to bring the Parah Aduma. What's the Parah Aduma? What is the Parah Aduma all about? It's to be mechaper for the Chei To'egel. What is the Chei To'egel? Where Klal Yisrael said to an animal, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Ribbono shel Olam, forget about it. This is our God, the animal. How dare you? The purpose of the Parah Aduma is to come back and to acknowledge that there's only one God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. How could you even fathom to say, Eile Elohecha Yisrael on an animal? It's a kapara. This Shabbos, where we have in front of us three, we should remember the fourth. This Shabbos HaGadol, the Karban Pesach, we remind ourselves of Al Yetzei Ish Mi Pesach Beisoy Ad Boiker. We smear the Dam Pesach on the door, on the lintel, the Shteya Mezuzas VeHamashkoif, the post and the lintel, and it's Shabbos Kodesh Al Yetzei Ish Mi Mekoymoy, and we're davening at home. It's our new Mikdash Me'at. We're inaugurating our bayis as a Beis Tefillah. We already have three of them, Rabbi Yisai. But the most important is to be makir, the Parah Aduma. To be mechaper on the Chei To'egel. To shelter in place, to contemplate, to reflect. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Let me wind down. We're going to say Tilma at the end, but before I want to wind down with the words of the Haftarah. The Haftarah is Noira V'Oyoim. We learned those words this week in Chavakuk. Oyoim V'Noira. Noira V'Oyoim. What it says here, the relevance of what it says here for what we're going through is not to be believed. You read the Haftarah very carefully and you'll see all of the things that we're going through. The Navi is speaking to us. There are certain things that resonate very much. V'zorcho lohem yirei shmi. It will shine for them, for you, those who fear my name. A shemesh, a light of tzedakah, of righteousness. Umarpei bichnofeha. The Ribbono shel Olam promised us this week in the Haftorah that he will bring for us refuah, healing in its wings. Vitzosem ufishtem ke'egle marbek, you will go forth. You will go forth with success. Psukim go on and tell us the success that we will have. But it promises us there's going to be marpe, healing in the wings of the Shechina that is coming to us. To wind down, I know it's late. The last pasuk is the Heshiv Lev Avois Al Bonim, the Lev Bonim Al Avoisam. There's never been a time in recent history where this pasuk has been more true. Today, children, you're locked up at home. You're locked up at home with your children. Young couples are together with their children. They're really getting to know who their children are. I've heard so many stories of the Heshiv Levavai Salbanim. There's a lot of quality family time where the Ovois are understanding who their children really are. What are their needs, their sensitivities, their hergeshim? When you can't go out of the house and your child is right in front of your face for hours and hours and hours running around, there's a lot you learn about your children. There are stories, the number of stories are infinite, of people making these statements of they're really coming to develop a very close relationship with their children. And what about all of the stories of grandparents who are sheltered in place, who have been warned with the greatest chumras? Don't you dare step out of the house. It's for people of your age, it's sakonis nefashos to walk in the street. Anyone to come near you? But yet, their children call them every day, every few hours, how are you doing? They drop off food packages. They bring their grandchildren in cars outside the house, and the grandchildren get up on top of the car and they sing and dance to their grandparents from a distance of 25 feet. How many stories like this have you heard in the last week where children have fulfilled what it says, the lev bonim al avoisam? Has this not been fulfilled literally and spiritually these last few weeks? If not this, then what? Rabbi Isai, we're living in the times of Mashiach, Ikvus of the Mashiach. No one knows what's coming next. No one saw this coming. No one ever imagined it would be this bad. I certainly didn't imagine. I was much more optimistic. I never saw this coming to this degree. It's unreal. We have to be mechazik ourselves. Hine anochi shaleach lochem eis Eliyahu hanavi lifnei bo yoyim Hashem hagodol v'hanoira. We should be zeicher Rabbi Isai to witness Yeshuos, Nechamos, Refuos for us, for the entire Klal Yisrael, and for the entire world. We should be makir toiv to our rabbonim who guide us, to be makir toiv to the first responders, to the people of Hatzolah, to the entire medical field, Jews and non-Jews, Makir Tov to the government, Zoichet to live in the Malchus of Chesed, where the government is doing everything they possibly can, everything they can to protect us, to protect the citizens of this country, spending money that does not exist, invoking laws, they're dusting off laws, they're digging up laws that they never even knew existed in order to help us. It's a very special time. It's a very difficult time, and it's a very special time. And it's painful, especially when you have someone in your family that's very sick. And we have to be mishtatef in the tzad and shel Yisrael and the misabel with all of the aveli Yisrael and be optimistic for a better tomorrow. I'm going to say some tehillim now. I'm going to say three mizmor of tehillim. Please join me at the end. I'm going to say mishaberach. In the mishaberach, please add in any name that you wish, and hopefully by us davening together as a tzibur, we'll be able to be matzliach in our tefillos. Shir lamalos, kuf chaf aleph, shir lamalos, esor nai el hore me ayin yovoy ezri, ezri meyim adonai osei shemayim v'oretz, al yitin lamot raglecha, al yunum shemrecha. Hine lo yunum lo yishan shemer Yisrael, adonai shemrecha, adonai tzilchol yadim minecha, yoyimam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yirech v'loyla, adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha, adonai yishmar tzeischo v'yecha mi'ata v'yad olam, shir hamalos, mimamakim kirasicha adonai, Adonai Shema v'koili, tihyena oznecha kashuvois l'kol tachanunoi, im avoinois tishmoryo Adonai miyamod, ki imcho haslicho l'man tivorei, ki visi Adonai kivis ha-nafshi v'lid v'ron cholti, nafshi l'Adonai mishoim m'abayker, shabim m'abayker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im, Adonai ha-chesed v'arbei mo'yfidus, v'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avoinoisov, maskil l'David, b'yaisai v'amros tefiloh, Koili el Adonai Ezah, Koili el Adonai Eschanon, Eshboich lefonav sichit, sorasi lefonav agid, Be'esatef olai ruchi v'yato yodata nesiv osi, Be'orach zualech tamuf achli, Habe yomin ur'ei ve'eli makir avad manois, Mimeni ein doresh lenafshi. Zuakti elecho Adonai, Amarti ato machsi chelki b'yaretz hachayim, Hakshiva el v'inasi kidelo simyod, Hatzilein miratfoy kiyom su mimeni, Hoitzio mimasker nafshi lehoidois eshemecho, Bi yachtir tzadikim ki sigmol oloi. Okay, I'm going to say the Mishaberach. Please, everyone, add in a name.
Two or three.
Whatever you want. Let me get to the page. One moment.
Today is the yahrzeit of Rav Aryeh Levin for Yerushalayim and Rav Chaim Meir Division.
Zechusam yagin aleinu. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yakov, Moshe, Aharon, David, Ushloimo, Hu Yivorech, V'Yirapi, Yasacholim. Meir Peretz Ben Henya. Bavur shehatzibur mispalim bavuram uvavur shehatzibur yitein tztoka bavuram. Bishar zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yumolei rachamim aleihem lachalimam ulerapoisam ulehachazikam ulehachayoisam. V'yishlach lohem mehera refua shlema min hashamayim l'remach evoreihem u'shesoy gideihem b'soch shor chole Yisrael refua sanefesh, refua saguf Hashto ba'agolo uvizman koriv v'noymar, amen. Achein kol beis Yisrael hanusunim ba'atzar v'ashivya homdim bein bayom bein bayabasha hamokoy mirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzaro lirvacha v'me'afeu l'loira v'mishibu l'gula Hashto ba'agolo uvizman koriv v'noymar, amen. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Shabbos. A wonderful Shabbos of Simcha, a Shabbos of Nisim. Shabbos HaGadol is the Shabbos of Nisim. Yeshua is in the Chumash. All the best.
Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Ben Abraham's name has officially been changed.